Hey guys, so Phil and I are on a bit of a break right now, so we aren't releasing normal episodes. However, we're sadists. We like to punish ourselves, so we're still releasing episodes. They're shorter though. Actually, now that I'm thinking of it, I just realized that's not even true. We're barely on a break. What we're on a break from is releasing our normal format shows, like you're used to hearing. We're getting ready for our next season and Monster Madness coming up in October. So all is boiled down, this episode is shorter and not as highly polished. It's still going to be good though, so don't touch that dial. I am Adam Ganong, and you are listening to The Rules. A show where me and my co-host, Philip, whom you won't be hearing this episode, unfortunately, give each other a set of ridiculous rules and restrictions which we must follow as we write a story. The rules are usually something as simple as you must write a story with a gnome, a baguette, and someone with short-term memory loss, to something like you must take a story you've written in third person and change it to first, which is what I'm doing this week. So I've been doing some research for an episode I'm producing, and I became infatuated with point of view, or POV, as we usually call it. Here at The Rules, we're no strangers to discussing point of view. There's many episodes where we've talked about how either I've used it or how Phil's used it, but sometimes we just mention it and we don't go into depth of why it does the things it does. So I'm going to shed just a little bit of light on that. So, foundation, just to make sure we're all on the same page. Stories are written in one of three points of views, or POVs, which are first person. I turned, hollered, and began to run for the door. My mind was racing. Second person. You turn, you holler, and you run for the door. Your mind is racing. This is by far the least popular, unless you're super into choose your own adventure books. And third, Adam turned, hollered, and ran for the door. His mind raced. As you can see, they can all be used to tell the same story, but they each have a different feel. There's other aspects that can be discussed as well, such as tense or different ways of writing in third, but that's for another time. Writing is like cooking. For example, Phil and I can write similar stories that feel very different or go in very different directions, the same way two people can cook curry chicken and it can be prepared in very different ways with very different ingredients and a very different outcome, but it's still curried chicken. Writing takes all sorts of ingredients, and one of the things Philip and I are always trying to do is analyze what ingredients we're putting into stories, like a chef examines a dish, and figure out what makes them good or bad. POV is one of the first things you encounter in a story. It's the base. It's one of the biggest underlying aspects of any writing, and it will be present for the entire story. Before I go any further, let's hear an example. This is a story I wrote as a flash fiction practice in the rules folder over a year ago. It's called You've Got My Interest, and it goes a little something like this. Hello, can you hear me? The voice crackled over the outdated laptop speakers, adding a thin layer of non-harmonic distortion, making it sound like a badly modulated for disguise voice of a terrorist from a 1980s action film. Yes, hello, Mr. Donaldson, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Silence at first. But Mr. Donaldson's voice crackled back in, bringing with it the distortion and the loud hissing. Ah, yes, I can. I'm so glad I was able to get you. My laptop was giving me trouble, so I was trying to... Mr. Donaldson began to drawl on about whatever technical issues he was having. Gregor nodded his head and tried to seem attentive, but in the back of his mind, he was thinking about chili dogs. And then finally, she made me dinner. Mr. Donaldson began to wheeze and laugh at a joke Gregor realized he'd missed. He jumped in with his own laugh anyways. No, really? Oh, you can't make this stuff up, Gregor said, wiping away a redundant tear he'd produced. You really can't. All right, enough of the pleasure. On to the business. Mr. Miller, we are very excited to work with you. We really are. But we want to make sure you're offering... the right thing to our company. Here at Beetlelink, we believe strongly in producing the highest quality of product, and that's what our clients expect from us. To accomplish that, we go for diversity, Diversity, Mr. Miller, it's what the kids are into these days. So don't worry that you're sitting in some small bungalow somewhere and I'm sitting on the 42nd floor of... Gregor had stopped listening after the bungalow quip. So how does that sound? Oh, great. I'm excited for the opportunity to work with you guys. I believe in your corporate vision and I'm excited for the synergy I've heard so much about at your company. The chest puff could almost be heard over the mic. A few odd guttural sounds that were probably feigned attempts at humility came from Mr. Donaldson's side. Gregor looked at the scripted line he just read and started rearranging the letters in his head. So tell me, Gregor started. You say you have a $1 million idea that is going to make your company a staple household name, and you want my firm's help getting you to the top. So I just need to be candid here. What's the idea? Is your office bugged? Mr. Donaldson said. No, Gregor replied. Are you sure? Mr. Donaldson pressed. You know what? Let me go get my security guys in here and we'll double check just to be safe. Yes, that'd be grand. Gregor put the call on hold. He pulled out his hacky sack and tried to beat his old record, 36. He had a few good runs, but never beat his record. He went back to the call. All right, we're all good. Perfect. I hope you're sitting. What do you know about the Fountain of Youth? Old legend says there's a fountain that drinking from makes you forever young. Yep, I'm familiar with it. Do I need to understand it for an analogy you're going to make, or... You, good sir, need to understand it because as of next fiscal quarter, Beetle Inc. will be the only company in the world bottling and selling water from it. Gregor sat up and cleared his throat and opened his file cabinet. He located a file folder titled Mystical. It was right below the file labeled Manators. Interesting. Please go on, Mr. Donaldson. He began to scribble notes. So let's pull back the curtain and look at the ingredients. When you're reading, when you're being told a story, there's a host of things affecting you, changing your perspective, making you see the story the way the person telling it wants you to see it. What voice the story is told in is very important. The line at the beginning of my story, the voice crackled over the outdated laptop speakers, adding a thin layer of non-harmonic distortion, making it sound like a badly modulated for disguise voice of a terrorist from a 1980s action film, tells you this story has a humorous tone, it's very technical, and it's a little lighthearted. That's because that's my voice. Third person is the author telling a story. This is where things get interesting. When I write in third, I'm writing the things that come into my mind about the story and I'm just putting them on the page. I'm a third party telling you the story. The observations, such as what the voice sounded like, are my own, not the characters, unless I say so. It's something that you automatically pick up on when you're reading, whether you realize it or not. This changes when I switch to first. As soon as you change to writing in first person, you need to become an actor of sorts. You need to pick a character, decide what they're like, how they talk, and then write that. It completely changes the tone of the story, the flow of the story, and how the reader views it. You need to choose a vocabulary that this person has and decide how they talk, what they're going to be like, what they understand. You get the picture. A little bit more on this later, but for now, here's another example. Here's the exact same story, except based on my rule, I have changed it to first person. It was 8:30 a.m. and I was sitting like a tool in front of my laptop waiting for a client to come online. Where was that bastard? It was bad enough I had to get up at this ungodly hour. Hello, can you hear me? The voice crackled through with that distinctive sound of a bad laptop microphone. Why was it every idiot millionaire mogul I worked with never wanted to buy a proper mic? They had the damn money for it. Yes, hello, Mr. Donaldson, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Ah, yes, I can. I'm so glad I was able to get you. My laptop was giving me trouble, so I was trying to... I stopped listening at this point. Actually, I'd really stopped listening earlier, but my brain is good at just picking up and storing information. Probably a survival instinct I developed from turning people off so often. It's something of a hobby of mine and one of the few ways I can deal with the onslaught of boring buffoons I have to talk to every day. And then finally, she made me dinner. Mr. Donaldson started to wheeze and laugh. sounded like an old vacuum cleaner sputtering at its own joke. I was good enough at this to be able to fake a good laugh. No, really? Oh, you can't make this stuff up, I said, and pretended to wipe away a tear. You really can't. All right, enough of the pleasure. On to the business. Mr. Miller, we are very excited to work with you. We really are. But we want to make sure you're offering the right thing to our company. Here at Beetlelink, we believe strongly in producing the highest quality of product. And that's what our clients expect from us. To accomplish that, we go for diversity. Diversity, Mr. Miller, it's what the kids are into these days. So don't worry that you're sitting in some small bungalow somewheres and I'm sitting on the 42nd floor of... What a dick. I'd already stopped listening. Truth be told, I didn't want to be having this conversation. Yeah, I know. Surprise, surprise. But my numbers were down and I wanted to impress my boss. So I took everything I could get. Well, no. I wanted to make it big. I wanted to find the next big thing and split out on my own. And to do that, I needed to find the next big thing. So how does that sound? Oh, great. I'm excited for the opportunity to work with you guys. I believe in your corporate vision and I'm excited for the synergy I've heard so much about at your company, I said. The scripted lines I had taped to the desk had saved my ass more than a few times. So tell me, you say you have a $1 million idea that is going to make your company a staple household name and you want my firm's help getting you to the top. So I just need to be candid here. What's the idea? Is your office bugged? Mr. Donaldson asked. No, I replied, trying very hard not to put my head in my hands. More common than idiot millionaire moguls not buying a proper mic is them thinking the room is bugged for some reason. Are you sure? Mr. Donaldson pressed. You know what? Let me go get my security guys in here and we'll double check just to be safe. Yes, that'd be grand. I put the call on hold, opened my drawer, and pulled out my favorite hacky sack. On my whiteboard, I have written my top score, 36. I got pretty close to beating my record, but begrudgingly, I had to go back to the call. All right, we're all good. Perfect. I hope you're sitting. What do you know about the Fountain of Youth? The Fountain of Youth? My heart rate increased. I made sure to regulate my breaths, if this is what I thought it was. Old legend says there's a fountain that drinking from makes you forever young. Yep, I'm familiar with it. Do I need to understand it for an analogy you're going to make, or... You, good sir, need to understand it because as of next fiscal quarter, Beetle Inc. will be the only company in the world bottling and selling water from it. Euphoria. That's the only word. I acted calm, but my already overproductive mind kicked itself into overdrive. I leaned over to my filing cabinet, opened it, and found the folder titled Mystical. It was right below Manator's. This was it. I just had to land this. I looked back at the grinning buffoon on my screen and smiled. Interesting. Please go on, Mr. Donaldson. Different, right? The observations need to be done by the character. A hopeful salesman who's bored with life, good at what he does, and cynical. Definitely not my voice. Now, I did add to my word count and change descriptions and things like that, but that's because the voice called for it. That was how the character would have told his own story versus how I was telling his story. All the important stuff was there, but the tone was different. The story's in a totally different light. I told you the same stuff, but it switched from a dulled perspective of a fly on a wall to a more sharp, upbeat style, which is the narrator talking about himself. You also probably now have a way better idea of what this character's like versus how it was in the original story. Now, if I used more words in the original story, I would have been able to get that across, but with first person, you get the idea of what the character's like sooner. The same way that you can make a first impression about someone after starting to talk to them for a couple of minutes. And first, you can get an idea of what a character's like very quickly. So next time you go and sit down and read a book, think about what POV it's in and what it would be like if that was changed. It's a very easy thing to overlook what the POV of a book is, but it's one of the biggest tools for setting the tone of a story. The Rules is produced by me, Adam Ganong, and by Philip Hall. If you liked what you heard, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, or wherever else you get access to podcasts. All of our episodes are available on there, and we release new stuff every Monday. We tweet at The Rules Podcast. We're on Facebook under The Rules Podcast. By the way, if you really want to help us grow, one of the things you can do is share our show with a friend, which would be great. Or give us a review on iTunes, which we would also greatly appreciate. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week.